Hey, you. Hey, buddy. Yeah, you. You are listening to episode 167 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Getter, author of The Walking Leader, and this is my podcast, The Walking Leader Podcast, and this is episode number 167. You know what? Let's get started. Today, as it says in the show notes, caring is at the heart of leadership. Yeah, I know. It sounds like it, but it's not. Caring is at the heart of leadership. It is not the title of a Hallmark movie, so don't freak out. It's not that. But what it is, it's about caring and having passion and being passionate and having and caring. See, you cannot have passion if you do not care about something. And if you do not care about something, then how can you be passionate about it? And I'm talking about what motivates you, what inspires you, what gets you going, what you do. And especially in the workplace, when you as a leader have a group of people that, well, they look up to you, they turn to you, you are their leader, you're their mentor, you're their guide, you're their guru, you are the one in charge. So again, you have to be passionate, but you also have to care about them. So remember that. And that's where I'm going with this. Because again, caring and passion, they're synonymous. They are synonymous. Now, there's going to be people that are going to say, oh, no, those are two different things, or those are two different extremes. And it's like, no, they're not. Think about it. Really, really, truly think about it. I mean, yes, you can take them to extremes, but we're not talking about that. I'll talk about that a little bit. But what I'm getting at is that caring and passion, they need to go together, because if you don't have the passion to care, how can you care, right, when it comes to passion? Okay, so getting the job done. There we go. So why should a leader care? Well, a leader should care because, like everyone, they should be engaged. They should be engaged. If a leader does not care, then at most they are a bad manager. No, I take that back. They're not a bad manager. They're worse, because bad managers, even though they're bad managers, they still want to look good. So that means they have to care enough to want to look good. But there are just those individuals that, well, like I said, they're just going to be those individuals that, that are in a level of position of a position of leadership, but refuse to lead by refusing to care about the people they're supposed to. So what do you call a person like that? Well, I had a perfect example. I had somebody like that, but just not to hurt anybody's feelings, I'm going to call him Brad. And Brad is he's one of those, and we've all had a Brad in our adult working lives, self-centered, egotistical, narcissistic, sadistic individual that would offer you a glass of water all the while holding your head underwater. That's the Brad. That's somebody who just doesn't care. They're only in it for themselves. They don't care anything else. It all falls on them. They're the center of the universe. It doesn't matter about what you think, what you've experienced. They've experienced it worse. You stubbed your toe, they broke their foot. Stuff like that. You got fired. They burned up with the building. It's worse for them. It always is. And again, those are those Brads. And you don't want those kind of leaders. You don't want those kind of managers. That's why I call them Brads, because they're the worst of the worst. Now, a leader that cares. Now, getting back to a leader that cares, and it cares about the people and what they can do for each other. Okay, notice what I just said there, what they can do for each other with and without the leader's contributions, guidance, mentorship, leadership. No, it's what they can do for each other. Then as a leader, they know that success has arrived to that team, and success is going to stick around for as long as that team is working together, because the team that works together and produces and succeeds together is because somebody cares, because somebody takes the time to show them, hey, it's okay to care about each other. It's okay to care about the team. It's okay for the leader to care about his people or her people, and also for the team members to care about each other and look out for each other, because, again, that's where success is. But there is a fine line, and I really, truly want to get to that fine line. I want to talk about it, because, however, a leader that, cares a little too much, it could be a little creepy. You've got to be careful. A leader who knows when enough is enough is excellent. That's a leader. That's truly, know when to push, know when to give, know when to ask, know how much to give, know how much to ask, but never beg. A leader should never have to beg. And that's where the creepiness sets in. You know, yeah, sure. Hey, how was your weekend? Did you do anything interesting this weekend? Well, what did you do at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday? No, that's just a little too much. That's just a little too much. So understand and be careful. Give a lot. As a leader, you have to give a lot. Ask just enough. Participate a lot. Expect a lot, but accept what you're given. Accept what they give you. Don't push, you know, especially on the interactions, you know, the production. What, you know, you want them to deliver a lot. You want them to give back a lot, because that's what the team does. That's what everybody working together is going to do. But understand, don't get creepy on them. That's just nonsense. Don't go too far. Then that's just a bad way of becoming a bad leader, or worse than a bad leader, becoming a Brad. And that's nonsense. So understand that while you are supposed to care the most, realize and accept that your people, your staff, your team should never care more about the team and about themselves than you do, than about the organization. You're their leader. You need to care about them more and show them. Don't put yourself in a situation where they are ending up caring more about you and than you do about them. You know, you should always care more. Just be that much more. But again, it's a fine line, so be careful crossing that line, and don't get creepy. Don't get all weird on them. No, that's not what this is about. It's not what I'm talking about. But it's about showing that you care, because again, that's where it comes from. That's where being a successful, true, genuine, authentic, walking leader comes from. It's by caring. So remember, you are there to support them, not the other way around. They're not there to support you. Remember, they, no, not they need you, not, how do you say it? They don't need you. You need them more than they need you, because you are there to support them. They make you look good. You take care of them. They'll take care of you. Remember that. It's not the other way around. And never believe that they need you more than you need them. No, no. Don't even let them start thinking you might possibly entertain that thought, because again, that's the fast track to being a Brad, and that's not going to work. That is pure nonsense. So caring about the business is an absolute must. Quite simply, if you do not care, then why would you have even committed to being a leader in the first place? So again, ensure that you've got that under control. You understand. Don't slip to the other side. Now, I've got to mention two more things. Empathy and sympathy. Now, empathy is another factor of caring. However, be careful not to go down that slippery slope of sympathy. See, there's a time and a place for being empathetic. There's a time and a place for being sympathetic. Now, empathy is being able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, put yourself in that situation, and kind of see it from their perspective. But then there's going to come a time that the situation is going to call for sympathy. Now, be careful. Like I said, there's a time and a place for sympathy. Perfect. But when sympathy comes in and it starts making its play, making rears, it's technically its ugly head, because it is. It's a very ugly situation. When it lasts too long, when the sympathy starts taking over. Yes, you feel bad for people. Yes, you understand that life happens to people. It happens to you. It happens to me. It happened like 3 minutes before the start of the show. It happened to me this afternoon, but life happens. But again, the show went on. The business had to get done. I had to do what I had to do, and it had to get done, because again, that's what I'm here for. That's what I do. And that's why you as a leader need to understand that, yes, there's going to be time for sympathy, but be careful. Don't let it stick around. Don't let it take over, because then nothing will get done. Nothing will get done, and it'll get hard to get back on track. So close reins on sympathy. I mean, really close reins on sympathy, close reins on empathy. You're there. You understand life happens. It happens to you. It happens to them. But remember, just because they stub their toe does not mean you have to break your foot. No, it's not about that either. It's not trying to outdo them. That's nonsense. That's that narcissistic side. We're not going to get it. We're not going to get into that right now. But what I am getting into is understanding that caring has its place in the organization. Caring has its place as you as a leader. And especially for those of you that are brand new leaders coming out, three things. You can learn it. It's a soft skill. You can master it. You can master caring. Anybody can master caring. But understand, it's going to take time. It's going to take time. So understand it, learn it, master it. And most of all, be patient, because it will take time. And as a leader, You've got plenty of time. Leadership doesn't run out. It runs out when you quit. So don't quit being a leader. You've got plenty of time. And they're going to understand. First-time leaders, they're going to understand. You're going to get to that fine point, that cross that fine line, but get right back to it. Recognize it and just, whoa, pull yourself back in before it gets a little crazy.
That's it, folks. That's the end of episode 167 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Let me know what you thought about it. I really want to hear from you. Email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, D-A-V-E, then the underscore, then my last name, Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, TheDavidGuerra, it's all one word, and subscribe and follow my page. Listen, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Join me next time when we talk about, well, on episode 168, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then.